The Gemara in Hurius, the Gemara says, it's at the top of the page, Om Rav Yehuda Om Rav, Lo'ilum Yasek Onem B'Teiru U'Mitzvus, Afilu Shaloi Lishmo, Shemitech Shaloi Lishmo Bo Lishmo. Person should be oisek in learning and mitzvahs, even if it's not for the proper motivation, the proper reason, it's not lishmo, l'shem mitzvah alone, it has an ulterior motive, because mitoch shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. Normally we assume that means that doing it, well, eventually I'm not doing it for the right reasons now, but I'll get used to it now, maybe I'll enjoy it and appreciate it, and it'll bring to doing it with a more sincere purpose. But here, the Gemara seems to say there's another, I don't know if it excludes the other one completely, because the Gemara continues, Shebischar mem beis korbonus shehikri bolok. Bolok brought, Rashi makes a cheshbon here, mem beis korbonus, 42 korbonus, shehikri bolok horosho, zocho v'yotzo mimenu rus. He was zeicher that rus should come out from him. So here this rosho, he brought korbonus, and even though he brought the korbonos for the wrong reasons, Marsho will go into that a little bit, and still he was zeicher to have Rus come out of him, and of course David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and so forth. So it sounds like that it's a schus, in other words, that because he did mitoich shaloi lishmo, and you should do it because it'll come lishmo, not necessarily even in you, but because he did it, at least he did the mitzvah shaloi lishmo, and that schar is going to be zeiche, because he did these membeis korbonos, even though it was shaloi lishmo, is going to be zeiche that lishmoniks will come out from him. Edovid and Shloima and Rus are these people who are doing lishmo. So the Maharsho has a problem. He says, Tosfos says, ha'oisek b'mitzvah shaloi lishmo noach lo shaloi nivro. If you do mitzvah shaloi nivro, loy lishmo, you would be better off not being created. In other words, what's the Gemara talk about? Mitoch shaloi lishmo bo lishmo, shiyazik b'mitzvah shaloi lishmo, tohosa mayri sho'esik b'teru shaloi lishmo lekapeach l'achirim. He's oisik shaloi lishmo with the motivation of hurting others. Yehocha komer sho'esik shaloi lishmo, over here the shaloi lishmo is not to hurt others, haino liknos noy shem ad kan l'shoinei, to acquire a reputation for himself. He says, L'chayra Bolok is to hurt others. He came, he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. He came, and this was the purpose and the korbonus and everything, to bring about that Bilam should curse Klal Yisrael. Yesh Leimar, Shehu loy bo likalel es Yisrael, rak mipnei yiras atzmoy. He was afraid, that's why. Kibay shekosu v'yira Bolok, they were afraid of Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, so his motivation was out of fear for his own preservation. He was afraid of Klal Yisrael. It was equivalent, he's doing it for his own benefit, his own reputation. It's not really out of the hatred of Klal Yisrael. It was more like a defensive type of thing. Shaloi lishmo rotsa loima shemitoich shaloi lishmo dahainu shehevi korbonos shaloi lishmo rak liknos l'shem. He brought korbonos for the wrong reason, only to be kain Hashem for himself. He was zocho to the lishmo shezaroi dovid shloima yakriva korbonos lishmo, and he was zeiche that from his descendants Dovid and Shloima they will be bringing korbonos lishmo. Now lemaisa, even though he had a motivation, or there was a piece of his motivation to defend himself and from the fear of Klal Yisrael, his desire was to destroy Klal Yisrael. That was the kasha, and then the answer did not change that. So he certainly intended with this to destroy Klal Yisrael. But there was a certain element there that wasn't only for that, but it was to preserve himself, because out of the fear of Klal Yisrael, so that mitigated it to an extent that it's not considered noach lo shaloi nivro, but it's rather that the question is, what's the schus over here? Rachmona liba boy. Schus is measured by what a person, the kavona that a person has, the amount of schar that a person gets. is according to Fum Tzara Agra, according to the difficulty, and according to the sincerity and the Lishmo, the Shem Shamayim that he puts in. This was clearly for the purpose of destroying Klal Yisrael. True, there was a mitigating factor that was that a little bit I'm concerned about, I'm afraid for myself. But Be'etzim, that's what he wanted. He says he's ready to pay top dollar for Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. So it doesn't seem that it was the korban that he brought that's nechshav such a schus mitoich shelo lishmo bo lishmo. It would rather seem, I think that must be the pshat, that it would rather seem that it was the act itself. In other words, the act itself of bringing the korban, of serving the korban to Hashem, of drawing himself closer to Hashem, that act itself, if it was completely to hurt Klal Yisrael, then that wouldn't have been. But since there was some element in there of self-defense, of concern for his own well-being, the act itself had such a schus. It had to have a schus, since it's an inappropriate act, it had to have a hashpoah. That's my contention. That the schus comes from the fact that since, even though I did this for the wrong reasons, there was a little bit mitigating element, so it wasn't so terrible like but with that little mitigated thing, that means that the act itself has some hashpo on me. I brought korbonus. I focus on Hashem. I did something that has some positive effect on me. And memeila mitoich shaloi lishmo, he was zeicher that he's going to have doiris later that are going to do lishmo. But if there was no benefit from the act, if it was rather something about what I did, The etzem mitzvah itself doesn't seem logical that should be a schus, that should be lishmo, because that was, even though there was a certain element of self-defense, there wasn't an element of mitzvah, there wasn't a sincerity, there was the element of wanting to destroy Klal Yisrael, so it would seem it's only because the mitzvah itself does something. So the concept of mitoich shelo lishmo bo lishmo, it would seem from this marsho, is the pshat is that it has an effect on me. The mitzvah elevates me. I'm doing it shelo lishmo, but the ma'aseh mitzvah has an effect. And since the ma'aseh mitzvah has an effect, I now have elevated myself somewhat in that hiskashrus with Hashem. And mitoich shelo lishmo, but the act of the mitzvah having a positive effect on me, that is a schus that bischar that I'm going to get later generations that are going to do mitzvah lishmo because of the schar that I get for the elevation that I got out of doing a mitzvah with inappropriate kavona, even though it had some mitigating kavona that just took it out of that category of noach lo shelo nivro, but it's the action that it had upon me. So if you look at the Sherish HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, so look what the Chinuch says. This is the mitzvah, this is in Parshas Boy. Sherotz HaShem lezakoseinu lasus mitzvah bereshis pirienu. Hashem wanted to be mezakeh us by doing a mitzvah in the first of our fruit. In other words, it refers to animals too, to behemoths, but also refers to Odom, that same mitzvah. Leman das, he wants us to do a mitzvah in the first of our produce. Leman das ki akol shaloi, that we should know, the knowledge that everything is from Hashem. It belongs to Him. Ve'ein lo l'odom dover ba'olam, and nobody owns anything. We have nothing in this world except for what Hashem has granted us with His chesed. And he should understand this, or he will understand this, when he sees, maybe this is more talking about the behemoths, but children too, I mean pregnancy and this, kama yegiyas, v'torach kama trochim bo'ilomoy. Sometimes the pregnancy is not so easy. And finally a baby is born or an animal is born. It's like the apple of his eye. It's like, wow, this is my first. This is a special. I have a special love for this. And I take this precious expression of the first, my special love, and I give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I empty my reshus from it, and I enter it into the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will give him this yediyah, he will know, Everything belongs to Hashem. The Ein Lal Odom Dover Be'Olam. The first, the best, the most exciting, the most precious thing that I have, and I give it to, I take it out of my Rishus, I give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. That teaches him that message. But there's an interesting Loshon that he says over here. He says, the goal is to know it. But V'yovin ze bir oisoi, he will understand this. Memele he'll know it. It seems that knowing really requires havona, understanding. It's not just I know it superficially, but I should really internalize it. V'yovin ze, how? Bir oisoi, after the yegia that he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like the act of giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what gives him this insight into HaKol Shaloi, everything belongs to Hashem. And the way that that works is, he says, V'yovin ze bir oisoi, not ba soisoi, but bir oisoi. It means that when I do an act, the hashpo of that act that is going to give me that insight that the Torah wanted me to get from this, that everything belongs to Hashem, and I take my most precious gift that I just got, that I'm so excited about, that I did so much tircha for, and I give it to Hashem, says, when I see myself doing it, that's what gives me the havona. In other words, it seems from the Loshon of this chinuch, that when what Rabbi Yisrael talks about, chinuch hamusar, and what Chinuch HaMusa. What the Sefer Chinuch talks about, Chinuch all the time, says the Pshat, it's not just the action, it's the looking at the action. It's, oh, look what I just did. It's looking in the mirror. Ah, I just did this action? That's how it's mashpi on me. And I think it's a very important, if this is correct, which I believe it is, it's a very important concept to benefit from the chinuch hamusaf and the actions that we do that should have an impact on us. The impact is not necessarily only coming from the fact that I did it. I did it. Okay, I did it. So hergul naseh teva, you do it, the more you do it, the more it becomes part of you. But no, there's another piece to it. When I'm if I want to understand and appreciate and get the lesson of it, I have to look at what I'm doing. Bir oisoi, he says, V'yoven ze bir oisoi ki achar shiyogara, miyad noisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see myself giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the picture. Maybe we should have a thing that when you do a mitzvah, people should take a picture, and we should then look at the picture and say, hey, I did the mitzvah. And that seems to be the nekuda that creates this havona. V'yoven ze how? Bir oisoi, when he sees himself doing it. Which means that when we do mitzvahs, if we want to maximize the benefit to ourselves, we have to also pay attention to what we're doing. Look, you have to pat yourself on the back, you have to look in the mirror, I don't know what, maybe take a selfie, I'm not too serious about that, but something about like, pay attention, I just did a mitzvah. I just did a mitzvah. Look at this picture, look what I did. And that, it seems, the picture of the mitzvah, the act maybe itself has a certain hashpo, but it seems that the realization and the focus and the seeing that I did the act, that seems to be the ikar hashpo, and that creates, and that seems to happen, that even when it's shaloi lishmo, and even when the shaloi lishmo is even worse than that, like in the case of Bolok, but there was something there that mitigated it, so it wasn't together, noach lo shaloi nivra, so even that act had a hashpo, because I brought korbanos. I brought korbanos to Hashem. So I grow from that. And in that schus, Bolok, just that one act, by the act of korbanos, was able to bring about such a schus that David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, Rus, everybody came out from him, all because of the act that he did.
Melech